Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox, joined in studio today by James Adams, Executive Director with the Northeast Louisiana Cancer Institute, and Judge Milton Moore. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
There is an event coming up this weekend, a free prostate cancer screening. James, tell us where and when.
Well, it's this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., and it will be held at our Monroe facility, which is at 411 Calypso Street, the Northeast Louisiana Cancer Institute building. First floor, it's first come, first serve, and we encourage all men over the age of 40 who have not had an annual prostate exam to come out.
Men at the age of 40, is that pretty much the target zone as far as when to begin seeking these testings?
Right. That's a key age.
Okay.
Most organizations say, 40 years old, you need to start having a screening. Now, if you have a strong family history, if you're African-American male, which is an increased risk factor for prostate cancer, or you have a strong family history, meaning your father or brother, son, had prostate cancer, then you're more at risk for prostate cancer. So if you have those factors, even age 35 would be reasonable.
Speaking of prostate cancer, what are the symptoms that someone should be looking for?
General symptoms of prostate cancer, sometimes there are none. It's important to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be screened after age 40. But some of the symptoms could be problems with urination, the inability to start or stop your urine flow, frequent urination. Typically, men say they have to get up several times at night to use the bathroom. That could be a sign. Of course, blood in the urine and inability to have an erection. Sometimes that's a sign. So, of course, pain in the area of the prostate, the pelvis, or the lower back, any of those could be symptoms.
You mentioned pelvis or lower back. Any other areas that a man may experience pain that may be associated with prostate?
Not typically.
Okay.
Early. Now, prostate cancer, if undetected, can spread to bone and cause other painful areas. But typically, when we're looking at screening, it's more confined to the pelvis area.
And what with the prevalence of prostate cancer, we've heard a lot about it. What is the frequency of occurrence that you would see in men?
Well, we were just speaking about that earlier. I think around 200,000 men in the U.S. It's very prevalent. It's the number one cancer other than skin cancer in men, and it's the second leading cause of cancer death in men.
Judge Moore, cancer survivor, what led to your diagnosis?
I'd been to the my first prostate cancer screening in, I think, 2003. I'd seen some publicity about it, and went, found it to be an easy, painless experience. I got in and out of there fairly quickly, saw a number of people that I knew there, and we had a little camaraderie there while we were waiting. And when it came back around a few years later, and I noticed that it was coming up again, I said, well, I need to go back again. And I had the screening, and my PSA had spiked upward. Thereafter made an appointment with a urologist here,
mm-hmm.
who set me up for an appointment in his office, and then it eventually led to a definitive diagnosis of prostate cancer.
Were you experiencing symptoms, or was it part of a checkup that you went in for? You just heard the information that thought, well, I'll go ahead and attend one of these screenings.
A little of all of that.
Yeah.
I think I might have had some symptoms, a little low back or hip pain, mm-hmm. moderate. I thought it was more of a function of age, though, than a symptom. And then I'd experienced, as James had mentioned, some urinary flow problems that I likewise attributed to age rather than disease.
With your particular case, treatment or surgery that you
I opted occurred? For surgery and a robotic radical prostatectomy, to be specific. My doctor here kind of gave me a list of options and the advantages and disadvantages of each. He thought mm-hmm. that I would be a good candidate for the surgery, and in retrospect, I'm glad that I chose that option.
How important is that first step? You know, you talk about a screening and going in, and you
it's
know, if you're around 40 years or so.
Well, I was a little bit in excess of 40 when I went in for the first time. But the you can't rely simply upon a PSA test, which you might get when you're getting examined for life insurance or just a simple physical. You need to have both the PSA checked as well as a digital examination. And in my case, the PSA had spiked upwards, and it demanded further follow-up, and I got on it promptly, and I'm really glad that I did.
Throughout your own situation, did you find information and resources, helpful or reassuring after the diagnosis? Because, like I said, the prevalence, it just seems like men can find out a lot more than they could, say, 10, 20 years ago.
Well, it's peculiar. Men that have been through it before that I knew had started calling me and said, I heard you got diagnosed, and, I'm here to provide any kind of information for you that I can in my own experience. And so I've done the same with people that I've learned that have had the disease diagnosed, and to try to provide them with whatever the benefit of my experience may be.
James, in looking at diagnosis and things like that, what is the prognosis these days with as much as we know about prostate cancer?
Well, early detection is key. And that's why we have these screenings. With early detection, there are a lot of treatment options. Generally, those are surgery, radiation therapy, either external or internal, hormone therapies, sometimes chemotherapies, and sometimes, depending on the age of the man and if it's a slow-growing cancer, they may do what's called surveillance or watchful waiting, where they do no treatment but just monitor. So, all of those options produce good results. The key is early detection.
Right. Again, free prostate screening this Saturday, 8 to 11 at the Northeast Louisiana Cancer Institute. James, the number someone could call to find out more information?
327-1900.
James Adams with the Northeast Louisiana Cancer Institute. And Judge Milton Moore, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
For having us.